Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding five lines from the bottom on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Mai Vani Basi B'Dvarecha. So previously the Gemara had mentioned that the Makar, the Rechitza and Sicha are considered Inuyim is from Daniel, because it says that Daniel was V'Seich Le'Sachti, that he didn't wash himself, he didn't anoint himself with Shemen. And on that, the Gemara brings another pasuk that Gavriel told him that those things were considered Inuyim. So you see that those things are considered Inuyim. Now the pasuk ended off that Gavriel told Daniel Va'ani Basi B'Dvarecha, that it was B'Schus Yu that I was able to go in front of Hashem. So says the Gemara, Mai Va'ani Basi B'Dvarecha, what was Gavriel referring to? What's the context of this? Of what exactly happened that it was B'Schus Daniel that Gavriel was able to go in front of Hashem? So says the Gemara, Hainu D'Chsiv, it's referring to the following. A vision of Yechezkel. The pasuk says in Yechezkel that V'Shivim Ish Mezikne Beis Yisrael V'Yazan Yohu Ben Shafan Oimi B'Seichem Oimdun Lefneihem. He says he had a vision of 70 elders with Yazanyahu ben Shafan was there. V'ish miktarta biyada, each person had keteris in his hand, as we'll see soon that they were being makter l'avodah zarah. V'asar anan akteris oila, there was smoke coming up. V'yishlach tavnis yad v'kcheni betzitzas reishi, says Yechezkel that the malach grabbed me. He grabbed me by my hair. V'tisa yisi ruach ben haaretz ben hashamayim. V'tavya yisi Yerushalayim b'maris elokim. He says he brought me in a mare to Yerushalayim. Al pesach shar ha'pnimis ha'poyin etzafayinu. Asher sham ma'ishav semel ha'kinu ha'maknen. He showed me that this avodah zarah. V'yavya yisi al-chotzer beis Hashem ha'pnimis. He brought me into the azara. V'ini pesach heichal Hashem right by the opening, by the gates of the heichal. Bein ha'ulam v'bein ha'mizbeach. There was ka'asim v'chamisha ish. There was about 25 people. Achareihem al heichal Hashem. And that their backs were facing Neichal, they were facing towards the east. And they were serving the avodah zarah, they were bowing to the sun. And says the Gemara, it was more than that. Think about it. Look at the diuk of the lashon of Yechezkel. We already know from the fact that it says upneim kedma that they were facing east. So any idea shacharem aleichal Hashem? Don't I know that their backs were facing the heichal? So alamat hamoloimer acharem aleichal Hashem. So why does the pasuk have to specify? Why did Yechezkel have to say that their backs were to the heichal? So it must be Yechezkel was telling us that it was much worse than what seems on the surface. It was Malami, it's coming to show us Shayum Pyrin Atzman, that they were revealing themselves, their backs towards the Heichal. Vayumasriz and Klapimata, and they were relieving themselves towards the Heichal. Mamash, a despicable act. Besides the fact that they were being Ayvid of Adazara in the Beis HaMikdash, they were going to the bathroom towards the Heichal. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this was it. This was the final straw. Now it was time for the Charban. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Michal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Michal, Michal, Sarchu Umascha, your Ummah has rebelled. So Amar Lefanov, so Michal says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Dayu L'Tayvim Shebehem. Okay, fine, but at least save the good ones. They're tzaddikim also. So Miad, so Amar Lai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that no, that Af Sayrif Aysam V'Latayvim Shebehem. I'm going to destroy all of them, even the good ones. Tez Yeshanim explains the Gemara and Shabbos, the name and Aleph, he brings the Gemara and Shabbos, that because they could have protested and they didn't protest. So Miyad immediately, V'yoymar, El Ha'ish Lavosh Abadim, Hashem says to Gavriel, known as the Ish Lavosh Abadim, V'yoymar, and he said to him, Baya Benes Lagalgal, Tachas Lakrov, go to a certain place, Mali Chafnecha Gachle Ish, fill up your hands with some hot coals, Mi Benes Lakrovim, who's right Kalir, and throw it on Yerushalayim, and that's going to destroy Yerushalayim. V'yavu le'inai, and says Yechezkel that I saw it in this vision, miyad immediately, v'yishlach ha'kruvis, yadu mi'benas ha'kruvim, ala eish asher benas ha'kruvim, v'yisa v'yitin al-chafnei levush abadim, v'yikach v'yetze. So here we have a little bit of a deviation in what he was told to do. Gavriel, instead of taking the coals from this place, he had a malach take the coals, and then the malach gave it to him. So that sort of cooled off the coals a little bit. And he went out and he did what he was told, but again, the coals were cooled off. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chana bar Bizno, Amar Rav Shimon Chasido, that Omali lo nitzdananu gacholim yadu shel kruv, if not for this act, that gacholim would have gotten cooled off, meaning if Gavriel would have taken them directly, liyadu shel Gavriel, if they wouldn't have gotten cooled off, so nishtairu misanein shel Yisrael sardu palet. So no one would have survived. But because Gavriel, he did it in this way, that he had the malach give it to him, so that's why it wasn't as hot, and Mamela, the effect was less severe. Uksiv in the pasuk says, V'yini ha'ish lavash abadim, which again we said is a reference to Gavriel, that this man, the ish lavash abadim, Gavriel, asher akasis b'masnav, meishav davar, he went back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he reported, lame were saying, asisi kasher tzivisani, that I did as you have commanded me. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that was a mistake. At that time, because Gavriel didn't listen to Hashem, he didn't do exactly as he was commanded. So Ba'is HaShah, Hoitziu LeGavriel Mechoria Paragud. So Gavriel was kicked out. He was sent to the other side of the Paragud. Umachyuhu Shiten Pulse Denura, and they gave him 60 fiery lashes. Amrule, and they said to him, the Pamayo Shomailo, they said to Gavriel, Ilay Avdis Le Avdis. Listen, if you couldn't do what you were supposed to do, so fine, you couldn't do it. But he Avdis, but if you were able to do it, so Amayle Avdis Kidapaktuch. So why didn't you do as you were commanded? Why did you deviate from what you were told? And furthermore, the Avdis, even if you had completed what you did, there was another thing here that you did wrong. You don't know of the rule that you don't report bad news, so why were you reporting back to Hashem that I did as you have commanded me? So anyways, during this time, so they kicked out Gavriel, so they brought in Dubiel, who was the Sar in Shemayim of the Persians, of Paras, and they brought him and they put him in Gavriel's place, and he served there for 21 days, which is the 21 days between Shavas Rebetamos and Dishabov, the 3 weeks. This is what it says. That Gavriel says to Daniel that the Sar Malchus Paras was there Esen ve'echad yoim for 21 days. V'hinei Michol Echad Achad Asarim Arishayin Bala Azreini v'ani Notar Tisha Meitzam Malchay Paras, that I was left alone by the Malchay Paras. Says the Gemara Yehovu Le Esen ve'chad Malchay, that they gave him 21 different kingdoms to Paras during these 21 days, Uparvasa de Masig, and also the port of Masig, a city. And Amar Duviel said, once he saw that he was getting all these good things, so he said, I guess I have some sort of zechus, so Ksivili Yisrael Bakargo. So he asked, why don't you give me permission? He asked the Pamali Shamaila to give him permission to collect taxes from the Yidden. So Kisvule, so they wrote it for him that he had permission. So Kisivuli Rabbanan Bakargo. So he asked, okay, well once I'm getting that, so let me go for the next thing. Why don't you give me permission to collect the taxes even from the Talmid Chachamim? So Kisvule, so they wrote for him that he had permission. Now Be'inan the Bayla Michtam, when they wanted to sign this letter, so Ahmed Gavriel Macharia Paragud, so Gavriel got up and he protested from the Acharia Paragud Vamar, and he said, Shavlechem Mashkimekum, Machari Sheves, Aichilechem Atsevim, Kiitin Lidide Sheino, is it nothing? These Tamil Chachamim, that they hold back sleep from their eyes, they wake up early, they stay up late at night to learn Torah, they don't have any zchusim, that doesn't mean anything to you. And ki'itin l'dide sheino, so what says the Gemara, what's the ending of the pasuk? My ki'itin l'dide sheino? Amar Rav Yitzchak il nishayseyin shamin chachamim. It's referring to the wives of the Tamil Chachamim, that they also, shaminad de sheino ba'ilam hazeh, that they also, they withhold from sleep in order to assist their husbands, v'zeichos olam haba, b'schus nat v'zeichot olam haba. So how isn't an aymed for them? How are you able to give the dubiel the right to collect taxes from these Tamil Chachamim? But l'mayisav lo yishkichu olav, they didn't listen to him. So Amar Lefanov, so he said to Hashem, ribono shel olam, emu kol chachmi umas olam, if you would have all the I guess the tzaddiki on one side of his scale, the Daniel ish chamuda is bekafshnia, and just Daniel himself, just Daniel on the other side of the scale, wouldn't Daniel outweigh all the other ones with his chachma, with his tzidkus? So he was mamid chos on klal Yisrael. He said even just Daniel himself should be enough. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi who's there shem lamid chos abanai? He said, who's this person that's being lamid chos? So Amar Lufanov, they said to him, Ribono shel Olam, Gavriel, it's Gavriel. So Amar Lehem Yavai. So he said that he should come in. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "Vanibasi b'dvarecha." That's what Gavriel was telling Daniel, that it was b'schus you that I was able to go back into the paragud. It was because I used you as the limud schus. So l'maisa amruhu leil. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu told the Pamaya Shamaila to bring him in. Ailuhu, they brought him in. Asa ashkechel dubiel, and Gavriel came in and he saw dubiel holding the nakele liigarte, and he was holding this letter biyade in his hand that he had permission to collect the taxes even from the Talmid Chachamim. So by the mirma mineis. So he wanted to grab it from him, and Dubiel saw that Gavriel was coming to grab it, so Bala, he quickly swallowed it. Now there's two versions of exactly what happened. It says the Gemara, Ikad Amri Michtav Aviksivi Michtam Lehava Chasma. Some say that it was only written, but it never actually got signed, because Gavriel had protested, and they never actually signed this letter. Ikad Amri, some say that Af Michtam Nami Avachasma, that no, they did have a chance to sign it before Gavriel was brought back in and Dubiel swallowed it. However, Kedabale Machikle Mine, part of it got erased. But either way, because there was this two aspects of it, either that it was written but not signed, or that it was signed but then partially erased. So hainu de machusa de paras, ika de yav karga vika de lo yav karga. There are some people that pay taxes and some people not, because we have this dual aspect of what happened lemailo, which gets represented in this world as the fact that some people pay taxes and some people don't. Vani yaitse v'inesar yavan bo, says Gavriel that to Daniel, that eventually though I'm getting kicked out, and the Sar Yavon's gonna come, avay avay, and he's davened, but v'leka da'ashkach bay, but that he didn't get answered for. So now, again, all this was brought because this was the end of the pasuk that Gavriel referred to the things that Daniel refrained from as Inuyim, which is one of the Makaris that Rechitza and Sichar considered Inuyim. Says the Gemara, V'bayis Eima Rechitza Dikri Inuy Minalan. How do we know that Rechitza is called an Inuy? It's from a different Mehacha, it's from the following, a different Makar, that Rechitza has a shame Inuy to it, and that's Asar Yom Kippur. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Ulav Yasar Akayin Amar HaMelech, that Shlomo HaMelech said to Avyasar after he had killed Adonio. So he killed his brother Adonio for wanting to take over the Malchus. Now Avyasar was really on Adonio's team, so to speak. So Shlomo HaMelech says to Avyasar after he killed Adonio, he says to Avyasar, that Anasos Leich al Sadecha, you should really go to Anasos, ki ish maves ato, because you're a dead man, meaning you really deserve to die. Ubiyoyim hazeh lo amisecha, but lamayis I'm not going to kill you. And you know what your zchus is? You know why I'm not going to kill you? Biki nasata es aron Hashem lefnei David avi, because you carried the aron in front of my father David, v'chi es anisa b'chol asher hisana avi, and you afflicted yourself with all the afflictions that my father suffered, meaning this is referring to when David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom. So Mamela, he was restricted and he suffered from different Inuyim. So Shlomo Melech said, because you had my father's back at that time and you suffered with him, those Inuyim that he had to suffer, so therefore I'm going to spare your life. So we see from this pasuk now that the things that David HaMelech suffered and endured while he was running away from Avshalom, that those are called Inuyim. Now, what does it say by David HaMelech when he was running away from Avshalom? Uksiv Bebe David, it says at that time that some men, they saw David HaMelech and his people running away, and they brought them some things. And it says, Ki Amr, they said that Ha'am Raiv Ayiv Itzami Bamidbar. They described the people as being hungry, Ayiv, and thirsty. So it says the Gemara, Raiv, the hungry means Milachem, it means that they didn't have bread. Vitzame is Mimayim. That's Pashat. But what does it mean, Ayiv? So it says the Gemara, Ayiv Mimayim. What does it mean that they were tired? Lav mi rechitza, doesn't it mean that they were tired from not washing themselves? So you see that ayif means, you see that one of the things that David HaMelech suffered from was from not washing himself. So you see that that's called an inuy, because Shlomo HaMelech told Avyasar that you suffered the inuyim with my father. So you see that being that one of the things was lack of rechitza, so you see that refraining from rechitza is called an inuy. Says the Gemara, who says that Ayif is talking about a lack of rechitza? V'dzoma min ilas sandal. Maybe it means that they were Ayif, it means that they didn't have shoes. In that sense, that they were Ayif. Says the Gemara, Alam Rabbi Yitzchak, then no, mehacha. We see from the following that Ayif is not referring to lack of shoes, Ayif refers to lack of rechitza. Because the pasuk says, Mayim karim al nefesh ayefa. Now what's the fix for a nefesh ayefa, for a nefesh which is tired? What's the fix? It doesn't say shoes, it says water. So you see that ayef doesn't mean lack of shoes, it means lack of rechitza. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, it doesn't mean lack of shoes, but who says it means lack of rechitza? V'dilma mishtiyah, maybe it means lack of drinking water. Who says that the water that is the fix for the nefesh ayefa is referring to washing the water? Maybe it means drinking the water, and ayef means thirsty. Says the Gemara, miksev bin nefesh ayefa, al nefesh ayefa ksev, because it doesn't say that the water, the way you use it, is to put it into the body of the nefesh ayefa. It says you put it on the nefesh ayefa. So you see that ayef means a lack of rechitza. So you see that David HaMelech, when he was running away from Avshalom, they didn't have showers, weren't able to wash themselves. And Shlomo HaMelech told Avyasar that you suffered the inuyim with my father. So you see that lack of rechitza is called an inuy. Says the Gemara, V'nilas asando minolon, moving on to the next inuy in the Mishnah, how do we know that refraining from wearing shoes, that that's also called an inuy? The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, V'david oilu b'mala azeisim oilu u'baycha, it says that David HaMelech, when he was running away from Avshalom, that he was crying, V'reishli chafwei v'hoilech yachif, and he was going yachif. Now again, this is still has to be understood in the context of before, of the Pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, that Shlomo HaMelech told Avyasar that you suffered the inuyim with my father when he was running away from Avshalom. Now this Pasuk describes that one of the things that David HaMelech suffered when he was running away from Avshalom was that he was yachif. So now yachif mimai, what does it mean that he was yachif? Lav min ilas asando, doesn't it mean barefoot, they didn't have shoes? So you see that he was barefoot, and Shlomo HaMelech called that an inuy. So you see that not having shoes is called an inuy. Says the Gemara, who says Yachif means he didn't have shoes? That it means barefoot. V'doma misusiu martuka. Maybe it means that he was barefoot, meaning that he didn't have a horse, he was Yachif from his horse and whip. David HaMelech was the king. Usually he went around with a horse and whip. And now when he was running away from Avshalom, he had to walk around by foot. So he was Yachif means he was walking on foot without his horse and whip. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be, because Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we know that Yachif means barefoot mamish, mehacha from the following pasuk, that Hashem said to Yeshaya, lechu bitachta sak me'al masnecha v'nalcha tachlitz me'al raglecha, he said to take off his sackcloth, and to take off his shoes. And the pasuk says, v'yas kein, that Yeshaya did so, halach arum v'yachif Yachif, the Yachif, that he went Arum, and he went Yachif. So now Yachif Mimai, what does it mean that Yeshaya went Yachif? It doesn't mean without his horse and whip, because Yeshaya wasn't the Melech. He didn't normally have a horse and whip. So Lav Minidas Hasandol doesn't it mean that he went without shoes? So you see from here that Yachif means shoeless. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. Because Ve'ema bin Alam Metulaim, maybe it doesn't mean that he didn't have shoes Mamish, it just means he didn't have nice shoes. He was wearing Nalayim Metulaim, he was wearing patched up shoes. And I'll bring you a riot and that's what it means. Diloite Ma'achi, if you think it means Mamish, that he went barefoot, so then Aram also, Aram Mamish, you think what it says, when the Pasuk says Aram, you think it means that he went Mamish without any clothing? Allah bebegadim beluyim. It means that he went with worn out clothing. He was arum from wearing nice clothing. So too hachonami benaalim hametulayim. It means that he wore shoes. He was just yachif from wearing nice shoes. He was wearing patched up shoes. So you have no raya from here that yachif means without shoes mamish. So says the Gemara Alam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's mehacha. We know from the following that Yachif means without shoes, because Yirmiyahu said to Klal Yisrael, Meni Raglech Mi Yachif, Ugroinich Mitzimu. Yirmiyahu was saying, Meni Atzmacha Menached, Kadesh Yavu Raglech Ali De Yichof. To not do Averus, they don't come to have to walk barefoot, meaning they don't go to Golos. Don't do Averus, they don't have to go to Golos. Meni Lashainich Midvarim Betalim, Kadesh Yavu Groinich Li De Tzimu. Hold back from Dvarim Betalim, so you don't have to come to be thirsty. Again, reference to Golos. But you see from here that Yachif means mamish, barefoot. So that means when it's said by David HaMelech that when he was running away from Avshalom that he was Yachif, it means that he was barefoot. Now Shlomo HaMelech told Avyasar that you suffered the Inuyim with my father when he was running away from Avshalom. So now we see that included in that list of Inuyim is being barefoot. So you see that a person refraining from wearing shoes, that's called an Inuy.